cliffcentral.com. Good morning, happy Friday. It is the this clock gets me every time. Month, day, it's the 5th of October, which is an exciting time because there's summer down here in the Southern Hemisphere, and I'm sorry, but summer's died for you in the Northern Hemisphere. It's okay. It's every year. It's no massive surprise. Welcome to it. This is me. This is Ben. Nolo is mouthing things at me. What are you mouthing, Nolo?
I'm saying I've got Gareth on Skype.
Yeah. Okay. Gareth? Well, see, you don't know the fake news.
No, man, come on.
Look, I've put Skype on. Not that important. It is Friday, so welcome to the end of the week. Hope it's been a really good one for you, despite the huge petrol price increase in South Africa. I know everyone's been talking about this all week.
Hey, Nolo.
Oh, it's Gareth. Hi.
Ah, hi, Ben.
Wait.
Yes.
Good. What's happening?
I was just saying how it's Friday, but it's been a week where the petrol price obviously has dominated all conversations and will continue to do so over the weekend. Because this is the thing about current affairs. They get murmured through in the week and then they get shouted in the weekend once you get your puzzle on. So look forward to that from all your friends and family. My my mother's in town. I'm very excited about this. So my parents live, I would say far away. Okay, everything's not too far away in this country because it's a two-hour flight and you're everywhere. But they live in a town called Rubik West, and my mom comes up here once a year. It's kind of just, you know, visit her sons. So I got that to look forward to this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You were talking about the petrol price. I actually filled up last night.
Oh, gosh.
And, yeah, it's... Now, it's got to a point where actually it's ridiculous.
What was the final number before you carry on?
It was 992 Rand, and that was diesel, not even petrol.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm driving this big gas guzzler at the moment, and I'm honest to God thinking I should get rid of it.
But now, how long does an average tank last you, though? Because obviously you do live quite far away.
I mean, it depends, because we're driving around. Today I've got a big project at 12 o'clock that we have to go through to, which is quite far. So you could go through, a tank and a half a week, but in a quiet week I might just make a tank. I don't know. It's a shitload of money.
So let's just call it a conservative $5,000 a month to make your car go forward.
Right, exactly. Jeez. Now that, to me, is way too much money. I mean, $5,000 a month is more than some people earn.
Exactly.
You could be Caltraining or Ubering.
There's been lots of research in this. By the way, I'll be in the studio in a couple of minutes. There's a lot of research they've done into what it costs the average South African just to get to and from work. And the numbers are staggering. It seems that there are people who will spend up to 65 to even 70% of their salaries just getting to work.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that insane?
That is, you can't live like that at all. That's just ridiculous.
Well, if you ask me, I think that just shows you, first of all, that South Africans are not lazy, because you always hear that from people. And second of all, that South Africans are being screwed royally by transport. And we've got such a horrible transport infrastructure in South Africa that there's no other alternative. People have to use taxis, which, of course, are, you know, a law unto themselves. And we know how taxis, not only are you being charged like a wounded buffalo, but you're also being put at huge risk.
So true, Gareth. So true. It's not like there's any sort of safety specifications or standards there. So 65%, and that's, so you haven't even considered going out, living your best life, having, like, going out to dinner, all that kind of stuff.
Forget about that. I'm talking about people who are stuck in survival mode. These people, they don't get to enjoy any aspect of life. They really are hanging on to their job by a thread. And the worst part is, when those people do pitch up on the odd day and they're late, their bosses have very little sympathy for them. They're like, they say no transport. And the boss looks at them like, what? Like, you couldn't have organized better transport?
Yeah, it is a bit of a catch-22 in that respect. Yeah, so I look forward to lots of conversations around this weekend. But, of course, the Boks are playing the All Blacks. That's going to be exciting, especially if they win. So, essentially, if the Boks don't beat the All Blacks, the petrol price is going to be the worst in history. If the Boks do beat the All Blacks this week, then people will be like, it'll be okay. Because that's how it works. We pin our hopes and dreams on others to make it all okay.
Yeah, I know that you're excited about that. You said your mum was coming up?
Yeah, so she's going to be with us from today until, well, she's staying at my brother's place and our place until Monday. So nice little catch up. Yeah, and yesterday was quite a celebration as well because I launched a new business with two very nice individuals.
I saw so on the internet.
Yeah, so I've been a busy beaver of late, Gareth. Very busy. Here we are.
Very good. Busy means people want you, Ben. It's much better than being ignored. Ignored is never a good thing.
Very, very good point, Gareth. I have lots of emails. Lots and lots of emails on two different addresses now, which is good. It makes me feel kind of important. Bernard says, "Hi guys, Gareth, thank you for being a sort of free-thinking mentor to me over the air. Thank you for introducing me to people like Jordan Peterson, yeah, he says thank you for that, and Timothy Maurice and Rich Mulholland. The great thing is that two of the three are people who are actually with us, are friends of the show. Ben, thank you for sharing a great podcast. Can we have a weekly section of Ben and Gareth's top podcast of the week?" That's a decent idea, Bernard. Yeah, we do come into contact with good podcasts because obviously we love this medium, hence the fact that we're here every day. So yeah, maybe that's something we can look to compile for you every single Friday. Then on another matter, this Me Too movement, Cristiano Ronaldo, Brett Kavanaugh incidents, are we heading towards walking around with GoPros on our heads when meeting and socializing?
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, this is the sad thing, right? And I actually got an email yesterday, quite a moving email from somebody who said, they were listening to us talking about this whole Kavanaugh thing yesterday during the show, and they were very uncomfortable. They thought that we're not balanced enough about how we approach this. And, I thought about it, and it's always good to get feedback from people. And sometimes you've got to take it on board and realize you've missed something, or you've made a mistake, or maybe you're not as balanced as you would hope to be. Because the feedback came from a good place. It's someone who listens to the show. They enjoy what we do. And I said, you know what? You're right. We must do what we can to be more balanced. So I'm not sure exactly what part of what we were talking about was the part that you thought wasn't balanced. I'd be happy to have, you know, any more information about that. But, you know, the problem with so many topics that we discuss, right, is that unfortunately we're not journalists. So we're not objective, and we're not there to just give you the facts.
And we've never claimed to be that either.
No. And a lot of the time we'll discuss things, and we will discuss them from the point of view of where we come from and the way we think about the world. That's the only reason and the only means I have for interpreting the world. Mm. And, you know, it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea every day. The fact is, as happy as I am to get that feedback and as willing as I am to change my point of view or to bring in more balance or even just to hear more voices on, you know, from an opinion point of view on a certain matter. And I always am. I try really hard to be. It's also important that we stay true to ourselves. You can only be honest from your point of view. You can only say what you really think. Otherwise, you're just another flaky, boring, you know, presenter.
Exactly. And that's not what we are.
No, and none of us have ever tried to be that. And I don't want anybody on Cliff Central to ever feel that they have to attempt to please an audience. You have to be you, and then the audience you get is the audience you get.
Yeah.
But I do believe that constructive feedback like that is something you need to think about. And I think part of the problem is also that on some days, you know, there isn't enough female energy on the show, and that just is some yin and yang stuff. You know, there are a lot of things where women have a role and men don't, and a lot of things where men have a role and women don't. And I try on the show, you know, to get more women in, and we're going to be doing that more in the future. So don't panic. We're on to it. I'm paying attention.
Gareth, I get the impression this comes from yesterday when we were talking about Donald Trump, and people felt like he was just railroading the whole process by mocking that woman. What's her name? Someone,
yeah,
Ford.
I mean, what you must not do is, and I was talking about the Lyft and Senator Flake.
That
I think too, that
yeah.
could have been it.
That too.
What you've got to try and resist the urge to do is imagine that your own experiences, and this goes for all of us, not just for me, but your own experiences, and this particularly if you are a woman who's had to put up with a violent man or a sex offender or any of that stuff, don't think that your own experience is necessarily a template for how every other event has occurred. And I know that sounds
kind of insensitive because it means that I'm negating your personal experience. But the reality is your personal experience has zero bearing on every other event. And unless there are evidentiary bases for you to claim that there's a similarity, in other words, if it's the same person in the same place at the same time, which is highly unlikely, right?
Sure.
If it isn't that, then it can't be the same experience. And what you have to do if you are a victim of these things is remember that your own feelings and whatever is triggered in you is not relevant to every case. Those are your feelings. They obviously are yours to deal with, and that's unfortunate because it's not something you asked for. But you can't project them onto every other scenario and expect to right the wrongs of your past by, you know, having a go at Brett Kavanaugh. There's been no evidence offered in this whole situation. It's one person's story versus another person's story. And if you believe in free society, you have to believe that in order to make allegations like this, you have to have proof.
True.
Otherwise, we walk around, we're accusing each other the whole time of all kinds of horrible things. And nobody gets anywhere because all you're doing is name-calling, labeling, and making wild accusations that are just absolutely dangerous, because then you end up tearing the whole of society down.
Yeah.
This guy, you say out of... You remember Mackay Antini, right?
Yes.
What do you remember about Mackay Antini? What's the first thing that pops into your head?
Well, he was a right-arm fast bowler.
Okay, but that's because you're a sports
person. Okay. Yeah.
A lot of people would say rape allegations because you remember those.
Yeah.
And he was never found guilty of rape. He was never convicted. In fact, the court said that he'd done nothing wrong. It turned out it was a made-up thing. But that was the stain on his name forevermore.
Sure.
And there are so many situations like that. And, you know, the reason law exists is to protect the innocent from being called guilty, not to put the guilty in jail.
That's
why you have the law.
Interesting way of putting it, yeah.
So if and this is about the law, I'm afraid. It's really not about your feelings. So without being completely hopelessly insensitive, which I know I sound like I am, the law is very clear. It's not there to cater to your feelings and protect you. The law is actually there to protect innocent people from being put in jail or being punished or being executed. Otherwise, it would be the Middle Ages.
Yeah. But I think, Gareth, this is why a lot of people grapple with reality nowadays. And, you know, we always say on the show time and time again, like, this is a good time to be alive. It's happy. There's things you can do. We're doing well as humans. But people really grapple with the understanding that not everything is peaches and cream, and sometimes you're going to be wrong, but you don't know why you're wrong, but you just are. And then people fight it, and then they create these echo chambers where they create their alternative realities. But it doesn't actually work in the real day. So, I mean, it's you can kind of, to try to sound more balanced to our point earlier, you can kind of see where these women are being outraged and people and how Trump is just such a deplorable and dreadful human being. But at the end of the day, it's still working within a system of law, system of truth and facts. I know Trump does go, and he's a bad example of these kind of things, but people are always falsely accusing him of just being an endless criminal.
Well, look, let's be honest. Trump is he's a horrible person, because if you knew someone like that and he was talking about himself the whole time, I mean, he's a narcissist. He's probably the biggest narcissist in the world
right
now.
Yeah.
Certainly the biggest narcissist that is publicly known. Okay, there is no other man in the world who talks about himself so much, who's a self-absorbed, blah, blah, blah. But don't let that color the fact that he's doing a job. Exactly. And if you're always distracted by the man instead of the ball, what happens to you in sport, Ben?
You lose, Gareth. You lose.
There we go. That's the only point I want to make on that. But I do appreciate the email. I don't have it in front of me at the moment. Otherwise, I would give credit to whoever it was. But there it is. Good feedback. And I appreciate it. Made me think. Made me take stock of what we've said and what we do. And clearly, there's room for improvement. So wait, watch the space, and you'll see what I mean.
Sure. Well, we pride ourselves. This is the most engaged show, interactive show, that you'll possibly be on a radio format. If you want to message us, you want to take a call, we'll stop everything for you like we have. We're not going to put you on hold with shitty music for 10 minutes. And that's pretty much what we do. We will put you through. So we got a message from Evil Knievel saying, just how's it, guys? Keep getting through to the sexy voice of Nola, but when transferring to the studio, it cuts out. Evel Knievel, we do have some issues from time to time. Anyway, check out the YouTube channel for Unbox Therapy and the clip regarding the I Don't Phone charging issue. Okay, Gareth, maybe you should do that, seeing as you just got a new fancy iPhone. Luba Balos says, watch people doing radio shows in their cars trying to look cool like Gareth from here on. Well, Lubabala, let's not encourage him. If you do want to be part of the show and share your opinions and say what you want, really, I mean, we never hide from any of these things. You can email info@cliffcentral.com. Nola will be on the lines, 0861 185 1189. And then if you want to just get onto your phone, which is obviously what you are on most of the time, 079-748-2090 within South Africa on the WhatsApp line or the Telegram line. It all comes to the same screen. If you're overseas, well, you work out what your pluses and your thingies are to get to that 079-748-2090. Right. Is Sia still alive?
I'm just gonna ask he is. Obvious questions. Yes, he is. I spoke to Sia at 3:30 this morning. He's busy. Casper De Vries is coming to join us today, which is going to be exciting.
What time is he coming?
He's coming in any minute. He'll be there around about 15, 20 minutes from now.
I bloody hope so. Is he coming here to do the news?
No, he's coming to hang with us. I am about 5-10 minutes away, so I should be able to join you in the next couple of minutes in studio rather than on the phone.
What was
fine. He's just got a throat problem, which he told us about yesterday eventually, and he probably will have to spend the weekend recovering, but we've got a big project today that we have to take on as well, so you know how it goes.
Well, Gareth, I actually don't know how it goes. So is he not coming in today?
He's not coming in for the show. He's coming in for the rest of the day.
Great. So when was I going to find this out?
You found out now, Ben. Isn't that lucky? No, we do this show live.
We do indeed. I'm going to go to a song. Gareth, you travel safe. And
all right, I'll see you now.
Yeah, we're going to play the delightful, right, cool. Delightful sounds of John Manny this morning with Black Cinderella. It's a song that I've been looking forward to playing since about 3 seconds ago. Oh no, fuck, I hate this song. This is dreadful. Oh, worst song in the whole world. How about that one? Slightly better. Right, news, sports, stuff. Right. Oh. Coming up.
I keep my head high. I got my wings to carry me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful.
All right, that's J. Cole. With Apparently. And apparently I'm doing the news today as well. So here we go. It's Friday. The ginger emoji. Now, I know this is a big story and you've been waiting for this for quite some time. It'll be available today. The iOS 12.1 update. You can have the ginger emoji in all its glory. Oh, what a time to be alive. This is just, it's one of those things that we have been waiting for. And I think now society can be a lot more balanced. And with that, we can all just go forward as progressive human beings, I think. Also, I think there's going to be some new emojis coming with that. There's going to be welding gear, as in goggles. There's going to be a bone, which will be never used for the process of give a dogger. There's a peacock coming. There's a swan, a parakeet, and what looks to be a rather large molar. Yeah, so now you know that. Suge Knight, so his son believes that Tupac is alive and well and knows where he is. Suge Knight's mother clearly drank during pregnancy very heavily. Of course, the autopsy did show that Tupac is indeed dead, so he's not there. So, yeah, Suge Knight Jr. believes that's going to be a big thing. Vladimir Putin, his 2019 calendar has been released. It's also a widely anticipated event around the world where he'll be seen doing things like riding a bike, holding puppies, and other great things that Russia's number one does. Of course, he is probably the greatest man in the history, according to Russians. The SABC says that the DA can wait like anyone else for annual reports, financial reports, to find out how much the head honchos do actually earn. Now, if the SABC head honchos earn as much as people think they are, then you know, it's a massive disaster because these guys have no money. They've pissed it all away in the last few years, and the DA have every right to go and say, "Oi, how much are you earning, you dodgy bastards?" Now, as much as they'll pester us for SABC TV license renewals and outstanding debts and all that kind of stuff, well, they can all sack a bag of dicks if these guys are still making top dollar, which I'm pretty sure they are. There's been a theft in a plane. So if you are flying, obviously, to a destination for a holiday or a bit of work, it's always quite a nice thing to be in a plane where you can have, you know, 6 or 7 drinks and just sort of go into a bit of a sleep coma where nothing really matters because, you know, you're on a plane. What else is going to happen? You're not operating heavy machinery. You've got no one to meet or see, especially when you're flying long haul. Long haul drunk's probably one of the best drunks. But someone has had their possession stolen on an SAA plane. I mean, SAA have had their fair share of absolute embarrassments, but the fact that it's not even safe on the planes, of course, this isn't the air traffic control flight staff's role, really, to sort of police the aisles. You know, once you've fed everyone and they've had a few drinks and a bit of a sleep, everyone's sitting in the galley or the back, wherever, but people are actually physically looking to steal. No arrests have been made. Of course, there's no cameras on the plane, so I don't know how they're really going to, what they're going to do from this. But some items were recovered. Essentially, cash and jewelry were stolen. But how horrible is that? To think you're not even safe. Then again, you can never be too sure. You've got to guard your stuff because people are sons of bitches. There's been a train crash in Kempton Park, which is the east here in Johannesburg, and up to as many 300 people have been injured. Wow. 320 people injured. Yes. Trains, tough stuff, huh? Some guy, how ballsy is this? He wanted to buy a BMW. In China. So what he did was...
China.
What he did was he basically...
China.
I don't know if this is funny or if he's just a massive prick. He paid for his million rand BMW in coins. He rolled in there.
Oh, no, that's just a dick move.
He rolled in there with all these coins and he paid for a BMW with it.
You do that when you want someone to slave labor over your coins or you really hate the dealership.
A bit of both, really. I remember there was that story a while back. I still don't know if it was entirely true, but Apple sued Samsung because, you know, those two are in a constant up and down fight because essentially Apple, well, they used to be at the forefront of things and then Samsung would blatantly copy their stuff. I mean, I don't even think they denied it. And then Samsung eventually got a fair amount of market share. Now they've sort of superseded them as a tech giant in that realm.
But Apple won that case against them and paid them out in coins.
And then Samsung rocked up with like, dump trucks full of coins to pay whatever the settlement was.
I know someone who used to do that with notes. They used to get only 20 rand notes so they could feel rich. They'd pay everyone in 20 rand notes. So if you had to pay like a 5,000 rand fine or bill or whatever it was,
Jeepers.
He'd haul out the 20s and, you know, unroll this big roll of 20s. Then he'd always feel rich.
That's a fair point. I think Del Boy from Only Fools and Horses did the exact same thing with like a £5 note or whatever, or £2, whatever it was.
Yeah. Well, now you know how.
Yes, Gareth, indeed. I think that's 5 things. Oh. Look, the EFF, this is a great story of pots and kettles. The EFF are looking to introduce a private bill to combat aggressive tax avoidance, as they say, by multinationals. Speaking out of his ass, as always, Floyd Shibambu basically delivered this revelation yesterday. I think you guys have every understanding of what tax avoidance is. Should we even say cigarettes? Julius has passed. Whatever.
You know, Julius did. He was actually found guilty of tax evasion, and people forget that. But, you know, I kind of have a soft spot for tax evaders.
I do to a certain degree as well. Because, firstly, it's your money, first and foremost.
I mean, it's theft already, just at the point of being taxed. Yeah. So, if you can get away with paying less to the government, I think that's a win. Especially in a country like this, where it's immoral to give the government your money, because you know that it's going to go to bad people. Thieves.
Yeah, the phrase, Gareth, that we can't actually use anymore, is saying it's going to the toilet. Because they can't even make toilets, this government.
And when they do, those are terribly defunct toilets and people end up falling into them and dying. So even the word toilet has now been ruined.
Can't even.
By the way, just before we get to, because Bitcoin is trading at $6,570, Ethereum at $221, I do want to quickly mention something I went to last night, which is the Friedrich Naumann Stiftung. They've been a regular participant in Cliff Central's programming and content for a long while. They're an independent non-government organization, but they are funded by the German government to try and promote liberalism and free thought all over the world. They have branches in Southeast Asia, in South America, in Africa, in Europe, and they do wonderful, wonderful work when it comes to advocacy for free speech, when it comes to helping communities learn about individual freedoms, the stuff that I think many of us who listen to Cliff Central really regard as valuable. And the FNF turned 60 yesterday. It was founded by former Bundestag President Theodor Heuss 60 years ago. And I actually met the German ambassador last night, Dr. Martin Schäfer, who will have come and visit us on cliffcentral.com soon. But I thought it was a really, really interesting event. I saw lots of people there who are regular guests on the show. I saw Advocate Mark Oppenheimer, who has hosted a show with Cecilia Koch called... he hosted a show with Gwen and Gwenya all the time ago. You remember? Called Freedom Versus?
Yep.
He's also a participant on a show which is coming up soon about the history of the Constitutional Court, which I'm excited to tell you about. I think this is the first time I mentioned it, actually.
Yeah, I enjoy Mark. He looks like he's from a 90s sort of rock group.
Yeah, he's got long...
Super smart
guy. He's definitely the only advocate with long black hair as a man.
It's very long.
And I saw Judge Johann Krichler, who was, of course, the first chairman of the Independent Electoral Commission when we had our elections in 1994. And he also used to be a Constitutional Court judge. I saw a number of other really important South African NGOs. We were spoken to by Solly, the mayor of Pretoria.
Solly Msimanga.
Yeah. And he had very nice things to say about free speech and individual liberty. And, you know, Solly really should be the leader of the DA.
I believe so.
I said it.
Look, Gareth, you
can hate me, Moosey, but that's the truth.
We've had Patricia, Helen, and Moosey on the show here.
Yeah.
Solly was the most impressive.
Solly is, first of all, the real deal. He's not trying to be anything else.
Exactly.
Not to say that Patricia or Helen or even Moosey are not themselves, but Moosey does try to crowd please. Solly is a dyed-in-the-wool liberal. He believes that the best way for people to emancipate themselves is for them to believe in their individual sovereignty, right?
Yes, which is the only way to really go about things
and
establish that.
And have responsibility for your own decisions and actions.
Yes.
And this is what Solly believes. But quite apart from that, he's a competent mayor. He seems to be getting Pretoria right despite every attempt by the opposition to derail him. They even tried to remove him from office 2 weeks ago. I don't know if you saw that.
Well,
this is a good guy.
After that rabble-rousing bollocks in the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality, they thought that they could try that there. Look, Solly's only blot was when that one Tani got a job where she didn't have the qualifications, but she was getting big money. But that even then...
Do you see how hard they had to dig to find something bad? It wasn't
then,
about him.
It wasn't even about him, but she didn't last long anyway. So that was like maybe a month.
Yeah, what was her name? Marita Okamp. Don't know how I remember that name, but there we go.
Gareth, put it this way. Her name is always starting with Tani. Everyone probably calls her Tani. Tani Marita.
And you know what? She probably told him, no, don't worry, Solly. I've got all my qualifications.
Yeah.
He thought, well, you don't look like, what's the guy from the ANC who lied about his? Dr. Paolo Jordan.
Yeah.
You don't look like Paolo Jordan, so maybe you're not a liar. You're a woman, and you've been in this position for a long time. Remember, she was already a counselor. What was it? 2-3 terms before Solly came in. So why would he not trust her? They had to dig that deep to find something wrong with Solly's administration.
It's hardly selling the oil reserves, is it? Nothing really altogether.
Again, you really are pissed off about these oil reserves. Bring them up over and over again.
Gareth, it really actually... grinds my nuts, though. It does.
All right. Tell us what's in the sport. You want me to do it?
No.
I'll do the sport. Yeah. Imagine that.
Okay. So, obviously, it's the All Blacks versus the Springboks, which is the big game for the weekend at Loftus Versfeld. Now, it is a place where as I said this week, I think we shouldn't play the All Blacks. It's going to be a nice, fast, and great playing surface.
But you did say we should all go.
But everyone must go. If you can, just get on down there, shout and scream. Now, Angus Gardner is the referee. Useless ref. And I know useless and the word ref get thrown around way too often, kind of like incompetent politician, although the latter is mostly true. But now, Angus, he had an absolute shocker against when last time I was when the Box played Argentina. World Rugby would never ever publish such things, but I know people who know people. And Angus completely cocked that game up. Now, what happens as a referee when you cock a game up? You get another game. What happens if you're an air traffic controller and you cock things up? People die. Yeah. So to give you an understanding, Angus Gardner would have been at the hand of many an atrocity if his job was actually serious. This is how bad this dude is. So the reason I said get on down there is if you shout and scream and, you know, just really make it uncomfortable there at Loftus, this guy is going to buckle to all kinds of home call decisions. This is not the dark arts, people. This is where we live. Get on down there. Now, the All Blacks are going to be so much better than they were at the Cape Town. No doubt about it. They're going to be that good. So I would still say that the All Blacks are probably 8-point favorites going into this game. It's as simple as that. They've got incredible backs. They've got people who know what they're doing with the ball in hand. And they've picked, understandably, a very exciting team. We've got Ben Smith at the back, which I believe is his best position. Jordy Barrett, sure, he can throw lightning bolts out of his ass, but the guy can Vili Leroux from time to time. We saw it in the Cape Town. He threw away 7 points. The Box ended up winning by 2. Now, Osaki Noholo is a big mountain of a tropical island man. He'll be on the number 14 right wing. So good luck to Piwi Janchi to try and defend him. And yeah, Jack Goodhue versus Sonny Bill Williams, the pin-up pairing of the centres. Paul went out, and those two were seen as the most attractive centre pairing. And of course, when you're playing in South Africa with the most attractive woman in Sanzar, you have to put that forward, I guess. Reki Ioane, who I think if you were to clone would have many, many productive human beings in the physical
Ioane as good as your last match.
And he was pretty good. So Reki Ioane, he's amazing. He's just incredible. So Cheslin Colby's going to be marking him. Bowden Barrett, who will be kicking much better. He'll be at 10. Aaron Smith at 9. Kieran Reid will maybe not be using his arms at 8. Sam Kane and Shannon Frezel. And number
That's
six.
A horrible name.
Now, Shannon Frezel may sound quite effeminate, and it seems like
it sounds like the kind of person who would accost you at a coffee shop and say, "Why wasn't my daughter allowed to participate?"
Yeah, sorry, who's that? Shannon Frezel. Well, I tell you what, Shannon Frezel is as hard as 6 rocks, and he'll be plundering, well, the loose rock going to be clattering into our players all day tomorrow, so look out for him, mountain of a man. So they really have, they've brooded up there. Then we got Scott Barrett and Sam Whitelock in the locks. Saw that Brady Retallick, he had that injury against the RGs, and Brady Retallick was in the form of his life coming into this one. And many believe that if he was with Sam Whitelock, that match at Wellington would never have been as close. Owen Franks, Cody Taylor, Carl Tuinakafu?
Okay.
That'll be your front row for the All Blacks. So, bloody strong team. And they've still got Nathan Harris on the bench. Tim Perry. Offa Tuingalafasi.
All right.
Patrick Tuipolotu.
At this point, I'm willing to say you should just look up the list and try and pronounce it yourself as a fun game in the office.
Number 19, Patrick Tuipolotu. I got him. Ardi Sevilla, TJ Perenara, Richie Maonga, and Ryan Crotty. It's a strong team. It really is. The Box will be countering them with Vili Leroux at the back playing his 50th test. What a scenario this is for the guy. Cheslin Colby at 14. Jesse Creel with Damien De Allenley coming in. Also, incredibly good-looking centre pairing this, Gareth. They're matching match for match here against the All Blacks.
Matching match for match.
They really are.
A lot of match in one sentence.
Piwa Janchi obviously will be a marked man. So look for these dickbag New Zealanders to try and needle him as much as possible. There's no doubt about it. This guy is an incredible talent. The moment you are getting compared with Brian Abana in life, you're doing the right things in life. So, I mean, look for an elbow in the face here, a bit of a stiff arm after the ball. This is what these All Blacks do. They're the dirtiest rugby players in the world. So, Piwa Janchi is going to be battered and bruised. If you are in an intimate relationship with a Piwa Janchi, tomorrow night might not be the night for rough sex. I'm just going to throw it out there right now. Andre Pollard at 10, Faf de Klerk at 9. That is your power combo. And Pollard played really well last week. Francois Lowe comes in at number 8. Interesting call, that one. Uh-huh. Because then Shikambuze and Notcher drops back to the bench. Obviously, the battle of breakdown is going to be intense against the All Blacks. So, Rassie Rasmus looking for a bit more experience on this, on playing to the ground. Peter Steptoe, who is just incredible. He'll be taking you on Shannon Frizzle all day tomorrow. That is going to be one hell of a matchup. See sparks flying there. And then Sio Klesia, captain at 6, as per usual. Franco Mostert, Ivan Etzebeth are in your lock pairings. And then Frans Malhoba, Malcolm Marks, and Stephen the Ginger Kitsoff. What a week for him. The emojis are now on the phone.
Yes, that's
and
lucky.
He's starting against the All Blacks.
Isn't that nice for him that they released the emojis at just the right time for Kitsoff to take full advantage and really for all of us to celebrate him by using those ginger emojis?
Absolutely amazing. Bongi Mbonambi, Tendai the Beast, and Tawarira, and Vincent Koch. They'll be your front row backup off the bench. Achia Sneyman will be the forward replacement along with Sikubuzi Notche, and then Ambrose Papier will be, well, window dressing on the bench as he's been all season.
Shame.
And then Elton Junchies, well, he came off the bench last time against the All Blacks and guided the team home. So there we go, able replacement with Damien, the bloody exciting Willemser. Also, he can cover the fly half, he can cover the wing,
that's
he can cover the fullback.
Actually his name, it's on his locker, the yeah. Bloody exciting.
Here it is, there it is, quite long.
Oh.
Battles with the ID document, but still, it looks very, very good. There will be football this weekend, as every weekend there will be football. Whether you like it or not, it's coming at your face. Now, it's been a big week already. Okay, there's been Champions League football. There's, well, we all like that. This week's been very interesting because you've had some teams playing pretty averagely, like Bayern München and Real Madrid. And then some teams just blitzing the opposition, like Barcelona, PSG, Roma, I think, as well. There was a... Ooh, sorry.
What was that, Ben? Did you have bum a little bit?
That was actually
bit
me.
Of a bum.
That was me actually just talking shit. I was just trying to fluff into the fixtures. Because the fixtures weren't loading on my screen.
Oh,
so
right.
I had to fluff a bit and then actual, yeah, the bullshit.
Look this way, Ben, and I'll make a rude body sound. Then you don't have to damage your reputation.
It's okay, Gareth. It's been damaged a long time ago. If you like the English football, well then tonight, 9 o'clock, Brighton will be taking in West Ham. West Ham beat Man United last week. So they, of course, are hugely excited and confident right now. They'll be playing at the American Express Community Stadium, Gareth, if you were wondering.
Great.
Tomorrow, Leicester versus Everton. All of these games will be at 4. Crystal Palace versus Wolves. Burnley versus Huddersfield. Watford versus Bournemouth. And Spurs will be taking on Cardiff City. Ah, poor Spurs. So many hopes and dreams, but they didn't beat Barcelona during the week. They got thrashed, actually. Man United, they'll be hosting Newcastle United. If there's a full house that still goes to watch these guys, I will be hugely surprised. That'll be at 6:30. And then Fulham, they'll be taking on Arsenal. Arsenal have won, like, I don't know, 7-8 in a row now? It's absolutely incredible. They won last night in the midweek Europe competition thing. Mm-hmm. But they've been doing bloody well. This new guy, Emre, people now know his name because he's winning. He seems to be getting a good mix with the Arsenal youngsters. Obviously, Arsenal always have very short men that run very fast, so it's very hit and miss. I generally can beat them in the air, but they'll be taking on Fulham 1 o'clock on the Sunday, and they'll be at Craven Cottage, Gareth.
Craven Cottage.
Southampton.
It's a lovely little place. It's on the river, the ducks that float by. You can throw some bread at them.
It's very serene, pastoral. It's very exciting. Southampton will be taking on Chelsea, who just scraped by yesterday in the midweek Europe League. That'll be at 3:15. And then Liverpool versus Man City. Doesn't get any bigger than that. It really doesn't. I mean, this is like Champions League football running onto the weekend. Liverpool lost during the week. Unfortunate result for them, really. And the Man City, they just scraped by against someone. That'll be at 5:30. Of course, if you do like the football, there's obviously the PSL action as well. Now, the PSL is the local league where they earn about a millionth of what the English guys earn, but they're still giving it all the effort. Tonight, Maritzburg United will be taking on Cape Town City
difference.
At the Harry Gwala Stadium. Uh-huh. And then tomorrow, Free State Stars Bloom Celtic at 3:30. Kaizer Chiefs will be taking on the Polokwane City at 6. AmaZulu versus Orlando Pirates at 8:15. At the same time, Highlands Park will be entertaining Chipper United. I always find it interesting how people say that. They'll be entertaining. No, they won't be. They'll be playing them.
Well, you don't know for a fact, do you?
No, but it's one of those words because you can't keep saying the same word over and over.
Right.
Mamelodi Sundowns versus Wits. There's your big one for the weekend. That'll be taking place on Sunday at 3:30. Baroka versus Supersport United. Also a big game. Same time as well for Golden Arrows versus the Black Leopards. Now, Nike are deeply, wait for it, disturbed by Ronaldo's rape claim. Deeply concerned by disturbing... Yeah. If Nike are starting to sweat about this, then you know there's actually a bit of shit in the go.
That could be dangerous.
Well,
I mean, remember they were the first ones to drop Tiger like a hot potato all those years ago.
Incorrect.
Not?
Nike. Love a bit of controversy, okay?
Oh.
Go through the list. The Oscar, the guy that was doing the dog fighting in the NFL, Lance Armstrong.
You know, you work at a shoe company, which eventually becomes a huge apparel company.
Yeah.
You don't expect controversy to be your thing. And don't forget, even the wife of Adam Katsavelos worked there for a while.
Exactly.
So they really do attract their share of...
Still does, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's always been their thing, though, because they're an edgy brand. They're a very edgy brand. They didn't really drop Lance. Eventually, they kind of had to, but they've always sought the controversy. But when... This is what I always find funny about controversy, is when Nike starts to have a dim view on you.
Uh-oh.
Then they might know some stuff. Again, I'm not casting doubt towards...
They must have a whole department that just deals with controversies.
Completely. Huh? It's firstly recruiting it, and then secondly, when it gets really, really bad, they then obviously deal with it. Now, I'm obviously not doubting Ronaldo here, because let's be honest, that should be irresponsible of me as a journalist. But I'm not a journalist, though, so he looks like he's in shit. Yeah.
Well, that escalated fast, Ben.
Well, Ronaldo, you've got lots of money, and I'm sure it's all going to be okay. And he says, look, he said yesterday, he said the tranquility of truth will rain down upon him.
Hmm.
Something to that effect. What else is going on? Well, there's the Alfred Dunhill Lynx Championship. So if you like scenery and if you love a bit of golf, it doesn't get much better than this. Kings Barnes, okay, great course. The old course of St. Andrews, great course. And then Carnoustie, which had the Open this year. I've been fortunate enough to play two of those three courses. It is a delightful part of the world. Cold as fuck every single day, but I mean, it's so beautiful. And Marcus Fraser currently has the lead there. He's at 4-under along with Matt Wallace. Matt Wallace looking for his fourth title of the year. And then Pajara, come what may, he's at -3, the young, talented Thai guy. He's been battling acne for the last few years, but golfer he is. Jeepers, this guy's a
really
talent.
That's been his challenge, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's so young, you can spot him by the acne. Otherwise you might not know who he is. But now when you watch a guy with bad skin, you go, hey, look, that's Pajara, come what may. That guy is a real force for the future.
Oh, boy. All right.
The Russians, the Fancy Bears, remember them?
Yes.
Well, it turns out that the UK are basically saying that it's the Kremlin's military intelligence who are having a bit of a go here. Now, the Fancy Bears have been infiltrating and hacking and leaking all kinds of information around doping. For good or for bad or whatever it may be, we just know these Russians love to meddle a bit. And that's
I love their name, the Fancy, Fancy Bears. That's the only thing I like.
And then final couple of stories. Floyd Landis, as we all know, previous Nike athlete, doper,
yeah,
whistleblower to Lance Armstrong. Uh-huh. He wants to set up his own cycle team. Give it a rest, Floyd. Why can't these guys just
find another
on?
Hobby? Find just another move. Hobby. It's not a sport.
Move on, Floyd. You guys just can't get away from it, can you? And the final story, of course, the big fight, Conor McGregor versus Khabib Nurmagomedov.
So the guy who trains with bears and eats babies.
That's it. UFC 229.
Desecrates churches and drinks petrol. That guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just everything, really.
He's a rough motherfucker.
Now, this will be taking place in Las Vegas. So, mm-hmm. Basically, you have to pay your money on pay-per-view.
Yes,
because even Supersport, the greatest sport network in the entire world, doesn't have this. Because these fights, these exotics, which is what this is, it'll be pay-per-view. So, between sort of...
It's a get-rich-quick scheme for boxers and
all
fighters.
All marketing. Yeah. So, between, I think, 5 and 7... Genuinely, that's the time where you'll be able to pick up this fight if you have subscribed to it. I think Conor McGregor is going to be, as Brad Pitt would say, proper fucked.
Yeah.
That's my educated guess on
that's
one.
Brad Pitt in Snatch.
Yeah. Which, have you heard the Guy Ritchie podcast on Joe Rogan?
No.
Whatever you do this weekend. Getting back to Bernard, the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yes, Guy, Bernard Guy asked Ritchie. About the best podcast, so here we go.
Guy Ritchie sits down for only an hour and a half. Not needed enough time. One of the greatest podcasts you'll hear, and he talks about Snatch, how it was made, Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels, and the characters and the art of storytelling through Guy Ritchie's incredible mind. This oak, fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Anyway, that is your sport for this week. Sure. A lot more coming next week.
A lot of sport.
Go box.
All right. A quick thing I want to throw in here. This is quite useful, I think. Gary Hertzberg on Tuesday had a big discussion around breathalyzers. And I don't drive ever if I'm drinking anymore. I now use Uber. Thank God for Uber. Well, we worship and praise at the temple of Uber. Because otherwise we wouldn't drink.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you somehow do, he had this amazing guy on called Angus, who is the director of a company called Alcohol Breathalyzers Pty Limited. And they actually left me a breathalyzer.
Okay.
The actual device that you can blow into. And it'll tell you if you're drunk. So I reckon that we'll just for fun, if anybody looks a bit rough over the next few weeks, we'll pull out the breathalyzer and check them out. What do you think?
I think that's great. I think they should be at every venue.
I mean, I tested it out on Wednesday afternoon when I got home, and obviously it was zero. Hadn't had a drink. I tested it out yesterday, and I hadn't had a drink, so I'm quite curious this weekend to try it out, and I'll take pictures and put them on Instagram so you could see what the blood alcohol percentage is for me. Ha, Nolo. What's up, Nolo?
I actually vote for this idea.
Yeah, I think we should, we were so irresponsible and stupid last Friday. I reckon we should see what happens with our blood alcohol level going forward. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, not because we want to punish people, but apparently there are companies that do these random tests. They do random drug tests, at schools.
You're there to work.
Right, even at schools they do this occasionally. The parents all consent. Then what happens is that the teachers will choose a day and they'll do a random blood test, and they'll check for drugs and they'll check for alcohol and all the rest of it. And apparently lots of kids get caught out that way. But I reckon it would be quite fun to do it around here. So, Angus, thanks for the machine. And if you want to know more, listen to Gary Hertzberg's Laws of Life. It's a terrific show. It's on every Tuesday live. If you don't have time to listen to it live, and hey, we've all got busy lives, then you can download the podcast and listen to it. Look up The Laws of Life. There are a couple of shows I never miss every week. Gary's is one of them. And you would do well to do the same. Go and take a look.
He really has a terrific guest over the years, says Gary. And I say over the years because he's been with us for so long.
Right from the start. Yeah. And I'll say something else about Gary. He has tackled just about every intersection of the law and normal human lives that you can probably touch. He's had sex workers in here. He's had drunk driving. He's had TV licenses. He's had
music copyright law people.
Everything.
He really has.
Honestly, if you look it up, you will find an incredible array, and it's well researched and it's well put together. A lot of people say to me, you know, what kind of shows do you guys do? And I like to give them examples like Gary, like Timothy Maurice. There are plenty more. Casper De Vries will be joining us at 7:30, so stick around for that. CliffCentral.com. I hope you're having a good start to your day. Let us know what's going on. 0861-555-189. You know what to do.
And here is your song for your Friday morning.
Ah, marvelous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You betcha.
CliffCentral.com.